to do some, not in percussion, but also like sounds of, you know, like grinding a stick on the teeth, whatever, like.
Wow. Ode to the desert.
Ode to the desert, yes. It's, yeah.
That's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool, yeah. Hi to Trevor.
This Philip Glass backing music is mystical. Ethereal.
I know.
Out of this world.
It is. This is this song is called The Encounter, and it's from A Thousand Airplanes on the Roof, which is a science fiction music drama that was put in play in the late 70s. And yes, so Philip Glass did the music. I can't remember the choreographer's name, but it was like a...
Bob Fosse.
Science fiction music drama.
So, is that a thing you can watch somewhere? Does it not exist?
I'm not sure. They recorded the album. I'm not sure if they did a video of it. I will have to. We'll have to research.
Was it performed live though?
Yes.
Wow.
It was performed live in theater in New York for 3 months, 4 months, 6 months.
What was? Do you know what the plot of the story was?
Not really. It was. I think it was closer to a performance because there's no lyrics, like the But you can hear Linda Ronstadt singing. That's
her making those sounds. What a voice!
Yes, but I mean, that's the lyrics. There's no lyrics. It's just music and artists, dancers. Where there was a, you know, a set, and dancers were performing. And meanwhile, the music was playing.
Nice.
So, yeah, it's like a, I guess it's like a theater, but without words. Like, is that a performance now? What is it?
I don't know. Anything's a performance if you do it in front of people.
We are a performance.
We're performing right now.
Right now. On air, live, at CJSF.
90.1 FM.
There you go. Well, I'm so glad that you learned after only three times.
I had to look at your shirt. I'm glad you're wearing it.
Yeah, well, you have to do little, you know, little cues here and there.
Yeah.
Yes. Sorry.
I'm working it.
Were you going to ask something? Or?
Ah, probably. Who knows? I don't know what it was.
Well, I was making some silence for you so that you could.
Because you never shut up.
Exactly.
This is what I'm saying. I'm here just to, I'm just here for the commentary. Just bring you down a peg
translate,
or two.
To translate.
It's not lager.
It's not lager. It's lager.
It's not.
Yeah.
Hiatus.
Hiatus.
Say my last name again.
Oh, you're going to put me on the spot again. Shaka. Shakaluk. Shakalak.
Ah, that's pretty close. Shukalak.
Shukalak.
Like, shuk. Lack of class.
Lack of silence.
Yeah, that's darn sure.
Chocolate.
Who listens to the radio for silence? That's stupid.
Yes, there's CDs that you can buy for that.
Tell me about how you learned about Philip Glass's Encounter, or the Thousand Planes on the Roof.
Oh, so unfortunately, I don't remember my first encounter with Philip Glass's music.
That was good.
I think it might have been a documentary by Jeffrey Reggio. It's called Koyan Iskatsi. And I need to research this because, like, I listened about him somewhere. I don't know if I seen this documentary or whatever, because he did the music, and it's a good documentary. It's only like images of the world, like Geoffrey will go and, you know, record a daily happening in Calcutta, or, you know, people going to the park in Sweden or whatever, like just random scenes of the world, and he put all that together, and then Philip Glass put the music, and anyway, so once I heard him for the first time, then I realized that he had an ensemble, and then he did a lot of classical music, and he did movies and soundtracks for movies, and So I started researching like everything else that, and that's when I found the Encounter. Yeah, apparently we have commercials here.
I guess at
CJSF. Okay. Anyway,
feminine hygiene is extremely important.
Yes. All kind of hygiene, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's how I started researching about the rest of his work, and because he has tons of work.
But this particular one is a mainstay here on Radio Alicia.
Yes, I love that piece where there's only like, you know, keyboards mainly, and then, you know, Linda Ronstadt's voice is just like,
could you,
amazing.
Do you mind reenacting Linda Ronstadt singing in that song?
Reenacting?
Yeah, I would like to hear your version of it. We were talking about Duran Duran. I'm doing covers. Let's hear yours of...
Well, that's a high... I don't know if I can reach that high, but...
That was pretty good.
Something like that,
That was pretty good. Nicely done. Yeah, I stoked you a bit.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate you putting me on the spot.
Happy
every
to.
Single time you come here.
Well, I think it adds... You put me on the spot last time I was here.
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
How come?
Because you're a...
Say it. Say it. It's okay. It's a...
Little bitch.
I love,
that was
I
so rude.
I love how you say little bitch like if you were stoned. You little bitch. You bitch mean. That sounded really well. Yes, thank you.
I am not stoned. I'll have you know, thank you very much.
I know you are not. I just say you said it like
somebody that
might have been under the influence of weed. That's all I said.
The devil's weed.
The devil's lettuce. Precisely.
Electric salad.
Okay, well, let's put a couple of more of your beautiful playlists.
Yeah, they're kind of all over the place.
That you put on when you're training hard, all these maritime exercises. Sorry, exercisers.
Maritime exercisers. I like that.
Well, you said that, right? Like people that...
Well, you used the word maritime, which I really like. It's a nice touch.
Well, what can I tell you? Your presence only expands my vocabulary.
Oh.
That's, you know...
God bless you.
And you.
God bless us, everyone.
God bless us all.
As Tiny Tim would say.
Okay, let's go for more music here at
Radio Alicia.
There you go.
I wanted to say it with you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Wait, let's try it one more time.
Okay.
Together.
Radio Alicia. There you go.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Radio Alicia, the only radio show with Spanish subtitles. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting live and in Technicolor from unceded Coast Salish territory in Burnaby, British Columbia, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University. Remember that you can listen to us online at cjsf.ca. And you can also find all podcasts created for and by Mankind at cjsf.ca/contents/radio-alicia. And we're still with the beautiful and talented and fit Dr. Shelby with us.
Yeah, I guess.
I love your fake laugh.
I often laugh at you. Don't worry. That's real.
Yes. Well, like everybody should. And, you know, all the commotion you're hearing behind you is because the ugly men of Yuka Stereo are setting up in a very subtle way.
My God, that's the rudest
like
thing
men,
I've ever
like
heard.
Men do, in the subtle way, subtlest of ways. He's setting it up their chairs and whatever.
The integrity of this show has really gone downhill.
This is ridiculous. This is like, you know, an invasion. Yeah, they think they are like in their place, you know, like, and you know, and they claim that they don't speak Spanish. I mean English, so that's their excuse.
They're just making this up.
No, they do not. They do not speak English or Spanish. Actually,
he's just making noise.
Being the only literate member of Yuka Stereo, I can assure you that they do not know either. All right, we just listened to Everybody, originally made famous by the Backstreet Boys.
Hell yeah.
Was Mr. Timberlake there?
No, you idiot. He was in NSYNC. God.
Oh, I just love when you humiliate me on air.
So uninformed.
So you called me, I can't remember what, and then now
bitch.
Idiot. Yeah, little bitch, and then idiot. Thank you.
Keeping you humble.
You keep me humble, baby. I love it.
Baby.
So Jimmy Cruz with Everybody, the salsa version, originally from the Backstreet Boys. Before that, we listened to the new one, Afrobeat, with their song Boraz. And we started the set with another selection by Dr. Shelby, the Kaiser Chiefs, with I Predict a Riot, which she didn't know was a part of the coolest songs in the world. Volume 7 compilation.
I could have told you it was one of the coolest songs in the world, but I didn't know someone else agreed. So much so that they'd included in the compilation.
Well, that's two. The guy who created the compilation and you.
Yeah.
Well, it's actually Little Steven. Because it's Little Steven's Underground Garage presents
Little
the
Steven.
Coolest songs in the world, Volume 7. So there you go. You're welcome. And What's happening here? Security, please. Yeah, out now, please. Yeah, all of these guys. Yeah, out. Thank you.
Before you kick me out, are they really cool?
Well, according to Dr. Shelby and Little Steven, yes, they are.
Yeah, Little Steven knows his shit, okay?
Yes.
He's made 7 compilations, at least.
Yes. And this is
Dr. Shelby, but I don't know, but
this is the coolest.
I'm a doctor, okay? I don't know if you heard.
I thought I said doctor. Yeah. I believe Dr. Shelby.
And please don't make direct eye contact when you're talking to her. Bow your head.
Okay.
And you may
show deference
and ask permission to address Her Highness. Okay, please.
Your Highness, ma'am.
Yeah. You may not make eye contact with me.
Her Heine.
That's something different, no? The Heine?
Yeah, I'd say it's something different.
You see,
that rings a bell.
A Heine?
Yes.
Are you being funny?
Absolutely not. Am I laughing? Looks who's laughing. I am not laughing.
Well, your face looks funny.
Well, that's
not news, though.
Okay. Yeah, but that doesn't mean that I'm joking. No. My face looks funny even when I'm sleeping.
Mm-hmm. Well, you have a funny
That's a fact.
Face when you sleep?
Sometimes. Oh, wow. Only when I'm dreaming funny stuff.
I scowl when I sleep. I look mad. I don't know why.
You,
it's just the way my... It's just,
scowl?
It's just my face. It's just the way it is.
Well, I thought that was your regular demeanor. But
oh, it is.
Maybe not.
I have to work really... I have to do this a lot. I just raise my eyebrows.
It's called the triangle
of sadness.
Okay, well... Unfortunately, Dr. Shelby, we have to say goodbye to our beautiful listeners, audience.
Oh, they are the true beautiful ones, aren't they?
They are. They are indeed.
All two of them.
Yes.
Well, no, well, Manuel's we not listening, so...
No, nobody's listening, actually. No, they're in this room.
All of our listeners are in this room right
no,
now.
No, they are not listening. Outside, yes.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Before, you were one of our listeners, and now we've got...
Yeah.
That's the...
Okay, so we're going to leave you with, I guess, one song. This is Gladiatoria Clan, a band from Guadalajara, Mexico.
What's that again?
Gladiatoria
no,
Clan.
No, the other part.
Oh.
Where are they from?
Guadalajara.
What's that?
That's the best city in Mexico.
Never heard of it.
Well, probably,
city in where?
Probably because you haven't left your neighborhood ever.
City in where?
Do you have internet?
What's the country?
Do you know what cars are?
What?
Do you have? Do you know what? Do you know what a book is? How about a map?
No, never heard of it.
Don't worry. Well,
it's my lady brain.
We don't worry. We have tons of shows to work on your knowledge.
Do you have any chocolate?
I do. Left from Eastern.
Perfect. All right.
Now, do you have chocolate from Guadalajara?
That's right. Yeah, we have some there. Anyway,
I don't know what that is.
Suerte de perro from Gladiatoria Clan, a band from Guadalajara, Jalisco, from a few years ago that Dr. Mysterio might have been part of.
Nice. Hey, happy Mysterio.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. We're still celebrating the birth of the greatest host in the world.
Please go on.
According to Little Steven.
Did you make it onto a compilation?
No, Little Steven did. Anyway, thank you very much for listening. Dr. Shelby, as always, a pleasure. Thank you for being here with us.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully you can come back next week.
I'm going to look up this so-called Mexico.
Please do.
Yeah.
And if you find it interesting,
learn a little bit more.
Or the inhabitants of that place, come back.
Yeah.
And continue your studies about, you know, human behavior.
Great. Basic geography.
Yes, geography and anthropology.
Very good. Bye.
Thank you very much again, and I will see you next week.
Once you find out what Guadalajara is, then you're not going to blame Tonya for the way he is. Yes,
that will explain. You will understand a lot about me.
Yes, I understand. It's not your fault.